Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 62, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: The Voice of Spring and The Forsaken Merman. Part 6. Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be, the last of life, for which the first was made. The Voice of Spring. The Voice of Spring by Felicia Hemans, 1749 to 1835, becomes attractive as years go on. The line in this poem that captivated my youthful fancy was, "The larch has hung all his tassels forth." The delight with which trees hang out their new little tassels every year is one of the charms of the pine family. John Burroughs sent us down a tiny hemlock that grew in our window box at school for 5 years, and every spring it was a new joy on account of the fine, tender tassels. Mrs. Hemans has a vivid imagination, backed up by an abundant information. "I come, I come, ye have called me long, I come o'er the mountains with light and song. Ye may trace my step o'er the waking earth, by the winds which tell of the violet's birth, by the primrose stars in the shadowy grass, by the green leaves opening as I pass. I have breathed on the south and the chestnut flowers, by thousands have burst from the forest bowers, and the ancient graves and the fallen fanes are veiled with wreaths on Italian plains. But it is not for me in my hour of bloom to speak of the ruin or the tomb. I have looked o'er the hills of the stormy north, and the larch has hung all his tassels forth. The fisher is out on the sunny sea, and the reindeer bounds o'er the pastures free, and the pine has a fringe of softer green, and the moss looks bright where my step has been. I have sent through the wood-paths a glowing sigh, and called out each voice of the deep blue sky. From the night-bird's lay through the starry time, in the groves of the soft Hesperian clime, to the swan's wild note by the Iceland lakes, when the dark fir branch into verdure breaks. From the streams and founts I have loosed the chain, they are sweeping on to the silvery main, they are flashing down from the mountain brows, they are flinging spray o'er the forest boughs. They are bursting fresh from their sparry caves, and the earth resounds with the joy of waves. Felicia Hemans. The Forsaken Merman. The Forsaken Merman by Matthew Arnold, 1822 to 1888, is a poem that I do not expect children to appreciate fully, even when they care enough for it to learn it. It is too long for most children to commit to memory, and I generally assign one stanza to one pupil and another to another pupil until it is divided up among them. The poem is a masterpiece. Doubtless the poet meant to show that the forsaken merman had a greater soul to save than the woman who sought to save her soul by deserting natural duty. Salvation does not come through the faith that builds itself at the expense of love. "Come, dear children, let us away, down and away below. Now my brothers call from the bay, now the great winds shoreward blow, now the salt tides seaward flow, now the wild white horses play, champ and chafe and toss in the spray. Children dear, let us away, this way, this way. Call her once before you go, call once yet, in a voice that she will know. Margaret, Margaret! Children's voices should be dear. Call once more, to a mother's ear. Children's voices, wild with pain, surely she will come again. Call her once, and come away, this way, this way. Mother dear, we cannot stay. The wild white horses foam and fret. Margaret, Margaret! Come, dear children, come away down, call no more. one last look at the white-walled town, and the little grey church on the windy shore, then come down. She will not come, though you call all day. Come away, come away. Children dear, was it yesterday we heard the sweet bells over the bay? In the caverns where we lay, through the surf and through the swell, the far-off sound of a silver bell? Sand-strewn caverns, cool and deep, where the winds are all asleep, where the spent lights quiver and gleam, where the salt weed sways in the stream, where the sea-beasts, ranged all round, feed in the ooze of their pasture-ground, where the sea-snakes coil and twine, dry their mail and bask in the brine, where great whales come sailing by, sail and sail, with unshut eye, round the world for ever and aye. When did music come this way? Children dear, was it yesterday? Children dear, was it yesterday? Call yet once, that she went away? Once she sat with you and me, on a red-gold throne in the heart of the sea, and the youngest sat on her knee. She combed its bright hair, and she tended it well, when down swung the sound of a far-off bell. She sighed, she looked up through the clear green sea. She said, I must go, for my kinsfolk pray in the little grey church on the shore to-day. 'Twill be Easter time in the world. Ah, me! And I lose my poor soul, merman, here with thee. I said, Go up, dear heart, through the waves, say thy prayer, and come back to the kind sea-caves. She smiled, she went up through the surf in the bay. Children dear, was it yesterday? Children dear, were we long alone? The sea grows stormy, the little ones moan. Long prayers, I said, in the world they say. Come, I said, and we rose through the surf in the bay. We went up the beach by the sandy down, where the sea-stalks bloom to the white-walled town. Through the narrow paved streets, where all was still, to the little grey church on the windy hill. From the church came a murmur of folk at their prayers, but we stood without in the cold blowing airs. We climbed on the graves, on the stones worn with rains, and we gazed up the aisle through the small leaded panes. She sat by the pillar. We saw her clear. Margaret, hist, come quick, we are here. Dear heart, I said, we are long alone. The sea grows stormy, the little ones moan. But ah, she gave me never a look, for her eyes were sealed to the holy book. Loud prays the priest. Shut stands the door. Come away, children. Call no more. Come away, come down, call no more. Down, 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 down to the depths of the sea, she sits at her wheel in the humming town, singing most joyfully. Hark what she sings! O joy, for the humming street, and the child with its toy, for the priest and the bell and the holy well, for the wheel where I spun, and the blessed light of the sun. And so she sings her fill, singing most joyfully, till the spindle drops from her hand, and the whizzing wheel stands still. She steals to the window and looks at the sand, and over the sand at the sea, and her eyes are set in a stare, and anon there breaks a sigh, and anon there drops a tear from a sorrow-clouded eye, and a heart sorrow-laden, a long, long sigh, for the cold, strange eyes of a little mermaiden, and the gleam of her golden hair. Come away, away, children, come down. The hoarse wind blows colder, lights shine in the town. She will start from her slumber when gusts shake the door. She will hear the winds howling, will hear the waves roar. We shall see, while above us the waves roar and whirl, a ceiling of amber, a pavement of pearl, singing, Here came a mortal, but faithless was she, and alone dwell for ever the kings of the sea. But children, at midnight, when soft the winds blow, when clear falls the moonlight, when springtides are low, when sweet airs come seaward from heaths starred with broom, and high rocks throw mildly on the blanched sands a gloom. Up the still glistening beaches, up the creeks we will hie, over banks of bright seaweed the ebb-tide leaves dry, we will gaze from the sand-hills at the white sleeping town, at the church on the hillside, and then come back down, singing, "There dwells a loved one, but cruel is she. She left lonely forever the kings of the sea." Matthew Arnold. End of section 62. Read by Kara Schallenberg on January 7th, 2007, in Oceanside, California.